Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. We've told you about how the Federal Reserve has lowered short-term interest rates to near zero as a way of softening the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak, and how that has helped push mortgage rates to 10-year lows. That's good news for homeowners who want to refinance, while student loan borrowers can reap similar benefits.
If you have good credit and you're able to get a very low rate on a private loan, you may be able to get a lower rate on that private loan than you're currently paying on your federal loans.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Coming up, she'll explain the trade-offs of refinancing and how borrowers could be giving up key benefits. Most of the 43 million Americans who own $1.5 trillion in federal student debt could see their interest rate drop dramatically as the Federal Reserve cuts short-term rates to near zero. And Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson is with us with some details. So, Ann, how low are student loan rates expected to fall?
Student loan interest rates are pegged to the yield of the 10-year Treasury note. Specifically, they're pegged to the yield of the 10-year Treasury note that comes out of the May auction, which is currently scheduled for May 12th. So I spoke to an analyst, a couple analysts who are relatively on top of this market. One in particular is forecasting that interest rates on federal loans for the upcoming school year will hit record lows, just on the basis of the fact that interest rates have declined so much since last year. So, you know, specifically, he's forecasting in the coming school year that rates on federal loans for undergraduates, these are Stafford loans, could be about a little bit lower than 2%, and rates for graduate students, again, Stafford loans, about 3.5%. Rates on PLUS loans, which some graduate students take out, but also parents of undergraduate students take out, maybe about 4.5%. So that's what he's forecasting for the moment.
Now, these are just estimates, but how do they compare to current rates?
Right, so it's significantly lower. For the undergraduate Stafford loan, it's for all three, it's about 2.5 percentage points lower than where we are now. So the undergraduate Stafford loan, for example, 4.5% for this past year, 2019-20, and then he's forecasting 1.9%. So that's a significant drop.
How would private loans be affected?
So there's two markets here. When it comes to student loans, the vast majority of people take out federal loans. And that really should be people's first step regardless, because federal loans tend to be, for most people, they tend to be lower interest rate, and they also have lots of flexibility in terms of repayment. So that tends to be the best first place to go for most people. There's also something called the private loan market, which a lot of people, including especially people who have to borrow a lot of money, say, for example, medical students or people who attend expensive law schools, they may borrow in the private market. And that's where you borrow from a bank and you get a loan. And, you know, in that case, the rate that you're going to get depends in part on your credit score. So if you have a very strong credit score, it's likely that, you know, rates on private loans are going to be declining as well. And if you have a very strong credit score, you may actually get a lower rate on a private loan than you would on a federal loan. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you should not borrow federal loans first, because they do have a lot of benefits that people should consider before going straight to the private loan market.
Okay, so how would someone take advantage of these lower rates?
So there's two ways. Now, one way is that, you know, in the upcoming school year, anybody who has to borrow at that point, you know, should look at these federal loans. The rates are going to be lower. So they're going to get a much better deal on whatever they have to borrow for the upcoming school year because of lower rates. People who already have private loans outstanding should look at the interest rate on those loans and compare it to what they're going to see in the private loan market, say, within the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, those interest rates are probably going to be coming down, perhaps even dramatically, and you may be able to get a lower rate, and then you could refinance your private loans into a lower rate loan. The trickier decision is if you have outstanding federal loans, you know, the trickier decision is whether to consider refinancing into a private loan. Now, it's going to be very tempting for people to look at, like, variable rates, because variable rates are lower than the fixed rate loan. But given how low interest rates are right now, if you're going to have an outstanding debt for more than, you know, the next couple months, you really should be looking at locking in a fixed rate on those loans. So definitely those people should be exploring refinancing.
Now, when somebody refinances, they move from the federal loan market to the private loan market. What are the trade-offs of doing that?
That's really something that people have to think about carefully. So on the one hand, there's the interest rate to consider. So, you know, if you have good credit and you're able to get a very low rate on a private loan, you may be able to get a lower rate on that private loan than you're currently paying on your federal loans. In that case, you know, you have, on the one hand, you have the opportunity to save money. However, you know, you're also going to give up a lot of potential flexibility in terms of repayments that you would get with the federal loan market. So, you know, federal loans, for example, there's various situations in which they allow borrowers to put their repayments on hold. For example, in the case of unemployment or economic hardship, you can put those loans on hold. In the private market, you may be able to get some of that, but you're not going to get it automatically. And with federal loans, you can do it for up to 3 years. In the private loan market, you're probably not going to be able to do that. So you're giving up that flexibility. You're giving up other flexibility included in the federal loan market. There are income-based repayment plans where your repayment can be reduced depending on your income. There's also loan forgiveness plans. You're going to be giving that up too. So you have to be very aware of what you're giving up if you refinance into a private loan from federal loans.
What effect could exploring refinancing have on someone's credit score?
You should probably, you know, shop around. Don't just go with the first, you know, company that gives you a quote. You maybe want to look at a couple other companies as well. You want to be inquiring about, you know, the interest rate that you would get at a couple different companies. You want to do that within, say, a 2-week period so that you don't actually, you know, create any problems in terms of reducing your credit score.
Now, a moment ago, you mentioned flexibility. Is it likely that lenders could be lenient if, say, somebody has contracted coronavirus or during this time they've lost their job and they can't make a payment?
So here's where the federal loans offer some flexibility. This is nothing that's been introduced recently. This is just the way federal loans go. If you have an economic hardship, if you're unemployed and you have federal loans, you can apply to suspend your repayments. There are two processes. One's called forbearance and the other one is called deferment. The type of loan you have dictates which process you go through. But, you know, that it's fairly easy to get some kind of, you know, suspension of payments for the short term based on things like economic hardship with federal loans. In Washington last week, President Trump actually announced something new, which is a suspension on interest accruals for federal loans going forward. So that's what's new. And according to the Department of Education, loan servicers were supposed to suspend interest as of the date of this announcement, which was March 15th. So people who have federal loans are supposed to see interest accruals stop as of March 13th. This is supposed to be in place until further notice.
But none of this should be confused with payment relief.
Exactly. So what the Trump administration proposed last week, according to what we're hearing, is that people are still going to have to pay the same amount. Their monthly payment will remain the same. It's just that that full amount will go towards paying down principal, which enables you to pay off your debt sooner. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, maybe unfortunately have recently lost jobs or their income's been cut, and they might be looking for some kind of relief in terms of the payment amount. Now, those are the people who, within the federal loan system, if they have federal loans, they can apply to suspend their payments.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson with us. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.